My beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. How happy are you to be in America?
Very.
Just walked out to the newsroom to refill my water, and you know, you've got 12 TV screens on there, and it's chaos out there. How glad are you to be in America? How glad are you to be in Arizona and not have to worry about, you know, Hong Kong clashes? And the biggest thing you got to worry about today is
hope for monsoon. Some pretty clouds out there. Hopefully it produced something. One of the driest monsoon seasons we've had. Who stole the monsoon? We're here talking home security with Rosie on the House certified security expert, Jared Wright. And his company is Tekna, T-E-K-N-A, security and smart home. And Jared, I don't need to tell you, I listen to a lot of radio, and I hear a lot of mail systems, security systems by mail, get delivered in the mail, install them ourselves. Now, early on in that development, I want to say it was about 4 years ago, we were sent a system. We at Rosie on the House, we get sent a lot of things to test out. So we were sent a security system to test. Instructions about as thick as a King James Bible, with smaller print, and only about 6 pieces. I couldn't figure it out. That didn't surprise anybody. We had a couple of our IT people try and figure it out. They couldn't figure it out. We actually gifted it to someone who was...
that you hated.
We thought was techie and could figure it out.
I mean, the guy we gave it to does his own programming for 3D printing. And we thought, well, he can figure it out. He gave it back. He said, I can't figure it out. So I know they've simplified them. Mm-hmm. But you hear a lot of advertising about mail order security systems. What are you going to get in those systems, and what aren't you going to get?
So you're going to get the traditional equipment. You're going to get your door contact. You're going to get your motion detector. You're going to get the traditional equipment. So from that standpoint, you're not missing out that point. What you're losing out on, and I think is the most important part of a security system, is the type of monitoring you're getting.
Okay.
So a motion detector is a motion detector, unless it's just some piece of junk. They're all pretty much the same. A sensor on your door is a sensor on your door. They're all pretty much the same.
Okay.
But now when that alarm is tripped, how is it functioning? So let me give you a quick example. I would say as high as 80% of the homes that I go into have an older, hardwired security system.
80%.
At least 80%. They either put it in when the builder built the house, or somebody came along years later and put in a hardwired security system. So these mail order systems, just so there's no misunderstanding, there is zero integration. You can't use any of your pre-existing stuff that you paid $1,500 or $2,000 for 5, 10, 15 years ago. So I know there's a lot of people that are thinking about upgrading their system, but they're thinking, gosh, I spent $2,000 10 years ago. I don't want to spend that again. And if you go with one of these mail order systems, everything you have, you can't use one piece of it. It's useless.
Okay.
So what we do is we'd upgrade your existing hardwired system so that it can be cellular. No matter what you have out there, it doesn't matter the age, we can easily upgrade it and keep it as hardwired sensors to the doors, hardwired sensors to the motions, and still upgrade it to all of this neat home automation stuff that we've been talking about. These mail order systems, you can't. You're starting from scratch, and the $2,000, $3,000 you spent 10 years ago, it's gone. You can't use any of that equipment. That's probably the biggest thing. You're okay. Starting from scratch every single time.
Well, upgrading systems must be a huge part of your workload.
I'd say it's 75% or more.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So if you're starting from scratch, then one of these mail order systems might not be the worst idea. There's some other points that I'll bring up, but it's not the worst idea. Have you ever heard the saying, Rosie, something's better than nothing?
Yeah.
But nothing is better than nonsense. Some of these systems, you're getting into a little bit of nonsense that you're talking about, where They're really tricky to install. And so when you have a professionally installed system by Tekna, if something goes wrong, we're coming back out for free to make it right. Where if you install the system and something goes wrong, you're on your own. Figure it out. What did you do wrong? So yeah, if you're starting from scratch, all right, I'll give you that maybe a mail order system isn't the worst if you can figure it out. But if you've got a pre-existing system, it is not even an option. You've got to go with somebody that knows what they're doing that can upgrade your system. And from a price standpoint, the mail systems in the mail to a professionally installed, there is no difference in price. I've done calculations in front of customers. At a 3-year point, we are usually $50 to $60 less expensive than these mail order systems that you've got to pay a lot of money up front for, and then the monitoring rate's not even that less expensive.
They get you on the monitoring?
Yeah, they get you on the monitoring, but they also get you on a decent upfront fee. So we can do one of two things for the customers out there. You can either sign a 36-month agreement. And I'd say 99% of the customers that we do on a 36-month agreement, you will have zero upfront costs, absolutely nothing. If you've got a larger home, yeah, you're going to get into some upfront costs. The other option is, yeah, we'll do something like a mail order system where you pay for all the equipment upfront and then you're just on a month-to-month monitoring platform. Most people, when they see the two and they're thinking, I'm going to keep this thing for 3, 5, 10 years anyway, I might go the route to get everything free than to dish $800 out of pocket to get going. So there's no upfront cost with a traditional security system, typically, where these mail order systems, you're going to start at $500 to $800 out of pocket.
We haven't said how to get a hold of Tekna. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. They are currently the only home security certified partner we have operating statewide.
Statewide, yeah.
The number 602-833-1590. Or like I say, find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Go to find a certified contractor, type in security, your zip code, boom, there they are.
When you're talking mail order products, a number of things came to mind while I was sitting here. One was this vision I had on mail delivery. When you said we changed the way our mail was delivered when somebody was going through mailboxes.
Right.
Here's something the post office could offer. A mailbox that only unlocks when it picks up the signal from the mail car as it pulls up in front of your mailbox.
Yeah.
And then it would stay locked until you came and you would have your own passcode or manual unlock or whatever the case may be. But a smart mailbox that would only open when the mail driver pulled up in front.
I don't think the Postal Service has turned a profit in 20 years. I don't think they can invest in that yet.
No, but that would be something that they could sell that maybe they could then be profitable.
There you go. I like that idea. I like that.
But a lot of mail order things that I've seen infomercials for, you've got the TV that glows. I see that and I'm like, I don't think that would deter. I mean, it might, but, and then there's the barking dog, the electronic barking dog. I mean, if somebody really wants to get in your house, to me, it's kind of like when you put an owl out to try and keep the woodpecker away. The woodpeckers are eventually going to observe that owl has never moved, and it's not real, and it's not a threat. If somebody is really monitoring your house and looking, they're going to figure out, you know, it might deter a quick smash and grabber, but I just don't see those things being a
yeah,
if you've really got something of value you're trying to protect in your home, those little gimmick things aren't going to last long term.
Totally, Romy. And it's not even the thing of value in the home. I mean, everybody's got house insurance. You know, if somebody steals your TV, I mean, it's bad to say, but whatever, you got insurance. It's the people in the house. You know, if you got kids or you're, you know, you don't work a lot, you know, you want something that's going to protect the family. So the way that I look at it, yeah, some of these gimmicky things like the barking dogs or whatever, I look at security as a multi-layered product. Any security company that says you get a security system and you're safe, it's just not true. You want to have a multi-layered security system. So it starts from maybe a sign in the yard as a deterrent. And I meet people all the time, oh, I don't need security. I got a gun. Well, how does that thing work when you're not home? You know, or maybe a security system can alert you to go grab that. So multi-layered security is going to start at maybe a sign in the yard, an actual functioning security system. You've also got a dog? Great. Okay, you've also got guns in the house? Great. So to say that one thing, and even me to say, you get a security system and you are immune to anything, that's not really true. But what a security system will do that those other products do not do is it will call the police for you when you cannot. We also do standard on the home, a monitored smoke detector. It'll call the fire department for you when you cannot. And that is why a security system, to my knowledge, is one of the only products that will get you a discount on your home insurance, where all of these other products, including a Ring doorbell cam, do not. No discount whatsoever. Security system, discount from your homeowner's insurance guaranteed.
So that offsets some of the costs of monitoring.
Yeah, the downside, though, is I've met many people from all over the country in Arizona. The downside for me from a bragging standpoint is we pay the lowest homeowners insurance in the country here. So it offsets it from a percentage standpoint of about 10 to 20%. Dollar-wise, in the customer's pocket, though, that's really only saving them $5 to $10 a month, which is something, you know, that definitely adds up. But you're only usually looking at about $5 to $10 off your homeowner's insurance to have it.
It seems to me, buying the security system is only as good as the monitoring backup system.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
totally.
You could have all the best investment in equipment, but what are the differences in the monitoring services?
So there are so many different mail order security systems out there. Rosie, I was at a guy's house about a month ago where he said, yeah, the reason why I don't want to keep this thing is when the alarm goes off, the monitoring that I'm paying for, the monitoring station was overseas. So he had this guy calling him saying, hey, your alarm's going off. Do you want me to call the police? He wasn't even in North America.
Wow.
So to save money on a lot of these products, they're using call centers overseas and things like that. That's not terribly common, but with a traditional security company like ours, we use a monitoring station right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So if your alarm goes off, somebody from Scottsdale is calling and asking if you're okay. We're also sending a text message to your phone, that alarm.com or Z-Wave app on your phone. We're sending an alert to that. So we're doing everything under the sun using, again, cellular communication with the homeowner to see if they're okay. Whereas most of these mail order products that you're talking about, totally dependent on the internet. And so those old-fashioned systems using the landline that could get cut 20 years ago, now a guy cuts your internet and you still have no security system.
Interesting. It's Tekna Security and Smart Home. While we're building out this whole month on the topic of home security, their phone number is 602-833-1590. Tell the story real quick of the customer. When he come back,
can it be a 20-second story, or should we save it for after the break?
I don't know what the story.
The customer that eliminated his landline and paid for monitoring for 5 years.
You want me to tell you?
No. We'll get it after the break.